Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, and it may not seem like it today, but spring break will be here right before you know it. And joining us to discuss getting a jump on those travel plans is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based here in Chicago. Cindy, I think if we're reading the headlines and hearing about all the issues at airports right now, we might not be thinking about booking a flight. We might want to do the opposite, but you're saying perhaps now's the time to be thinking spring break.
Well, you know, it's funny. I tend to be a much more spontaneous traveler, so I never would plan that far ahead. But the day after Christmas, the traffic to our website for years just spikes. And the searches are for things like, spring break travel destinations. So I know I'm not normal, that people really are planning ahead. And so the key is to figure out where it is you want to go. Because what we do know is if you want to go to some place that's popular, like Disney World or anywhere else in Florida, places we know it's going to be warm, even the beach, everybody else wants to go there too. So you do need to book. You need to start thinking about it and booking it now. And especially if you're going to have to fly there because the planes are full and there's no sign they're going to get any less full anytime soon because of the staffing challenges and everything else that the airlines are dealing with. So if you're going to be flying somewhere that's a popular destination, definitely book it now.
I think even too, with all of the travel headaches we're seeing at airports, if you don't have a backup plan, maybe at least make sure you can get your money back.
You know, absolutely. Whatever you book, book something that's refundable. Your airfares might not be. I'm a big fan of travel insurance because it can compensate you if there's a problem and you can't get recourse from the airlines, if you get stuck in a hotel because your plane didn't take off, like so many people sitting around O'Hare and Midway right now. But if you're worried about, if you're not spontaneous and you're worried you won't get where you want to be, or you have a particular hotel you absolutely have to stay in, then do book it now, but book the, spend a little more and book the refundable fare or the refundable hotel room just in case things change and you decide not to take that trip for some reason.
Cindy, what kind of trends are you seeing or do you expect to see with spring break 2023 as far as who goes, where do you stay, what's popular?
You know, it's really interesting. We were already seeing a trend toward multi-generational travel before the pandemic. But once we all, spent a year or more and we couldn't see grandma and grandpa, we couldn't see the aunties, we couldn't see the cousins, multi-gen travel has taken off since travel has returned. And it's no different now. All of the trend seers for 2023 are talking about multi-gen travel is going to continue to grow at astonishing rates. So things like all-inclusive hotels, my family was here for Christmas and we were all talking about where we're going to go. And we were talking about an all-inclusive in the Caribbean because it's easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's things for the kids. You can keep everybody entertained. Grandma and grandpa can join you for dinner or lay on the beach all day while the kids are running around. So those kinds of things are big. And planning spring break travel, if you can figure out a way to get everybody, if everybody, all the kids have the same break, it's really nice to take everybody along and spend a week where you're not worrying about anything else except enjoying each other's company.
I also am going to chime in and say that you also don't have to worry about the financials, something all inclusive, right? It's one very clear upfront fee. So whether that's bringing family members or even a trip with just friends, you know that, okay, we're all going to be paying this amount. It's not going to be, well, who gets the bill at the end and who ends up paying for those add-ons?
Absolutely. That's the best thing about an all-inclusive. And it's why, some people in the travel business are a little snooty and they don't like the idea of all-inclusives. I think they're brilliant. My son was a very picky eater. And to have all of the food choices where I could just say, take a spoonful of everything and find something you like, and then you can go back and get more. That made it a vacation for me right there, as opposed to fighting with him in a restaurant to try and figure out something he would eat.
Thanks so much, Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at SheBuysTravel.com, based here in Chicago.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.